Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Welcome to today's Kartik Inspirations. This day I will make an exception. I will talk about the wonder of the key to Vrindavan's miracle. Anyone who goes to Vrindavan must know that there is a key that unlocks the unearthly, the transcendental, the spiritual, the apricot, holy land. And this key is humility. We have heard this so often, that humility is the key to the kingdom of God. What does this really mean in practice? I mean, how do you practice humility? Well, perfect or all-pervading humility is practiced with heart, mind, speech, and body, almost as a sadhana. With the heart, you practice repentance. You look on your life and you know that that you are trying but often failing. So you repent for this failures. Humility on the level of the mind means to look at yourself and see when there is some unfavorable thought, a mistaken thought, that this needs to be checked and corrected. Humility on the level of the speech means to do true speech, to watch what leaves our mouth, and to use our tongue to glorify say favorable things, sing kirtans. And finally, humility on the level of the body means to bow down and to render service with the hands and with everything else. I think humility is a vision of reality. Let us go back in time. There we were, as little embryos with no clear hands and legs and no clear mouth. But Krishna was with us, and slowly, by his divine arrangement, we developed this human body, hands to render service, feet to walk to holy places, a mouth to glorify, an intellect to understand that in this world of temporary matter, we should secure our safe position in the kingdom of God. Now, yes, by his mercy, we were growing and unfolding like a flower when the sun shines. So humility means to see all this and to check when you're not on the course, not on the right track. Humility at once inspires you, and it protects you, and it clarifies your vision so that you can see the finer points of the spiritual reality. I think true humility is a God-given miracle. Wishing you all the best, and see you for the next Kati Inspiration.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Rama.